morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way and fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, gosh, you can find Dr. Jeff there, too. We are, all caught up, and how exciting. Nathan, we got a few minutes that we can chat about stuff going on here, and I'm thinking before we get carried away and head off to the Philippines, why don't we officially take care of current events and get that up? Alrighty then. Now, I gave you the heads up on the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet cast reunion happening next weekend, next Saturday in Denver. And just in case, you can drop what you're doing, grab a ticket, and head on down. If there was any way on this planet that I could do it, I would be there. Unfortunately, there's not, but maybe some of you can get down there. Let's see. It is going to be next Saturday, June 13th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Hydro Confluence Theater. And that's in Denver, Colorado. And it's only $35 for general admission. Since it is a big fundraiser for Dr. Jeff's foundation and all the incredible work that he's doing around the country, around the world, the golden ticket is $100, and that includes early admission, a signed copy of Dr. Jeff's biography, and an opportunity to meet the cast and have a picture taken with them and all that sort of thing. All proceeds benefit the Planned Pethood International, Dr. Jeff's nonprofit, and it relies solely on donations. And boy, once we get him on the air, when you hear what the work that this man is doing, it's absolutely mind-boggling. What an incredible soul he is, and a life of truly living a full-time life of service. Can't wait to get to know him better. Anyway, so that's next week, next June 13th in Denver. Eventbrite.com. Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E. Eventbrite.com is where there are tickets and more information. And that is all up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on current events. All righty, so let's see. What else have we got going on that... next Saturday, will also, no, wait a minute. It's next Sunday is I'm looking at the events at the Northwest Stream Center, because I've got it for Saturday, June 14th. It is actually Sunday, June 14th. So it might be the 13th, but, Solstice Serenades, a benefit concert for the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends, and the Summer Solstice Market is next weekend at the Northwest Dream Center. Let's see, and, we have another Bark in the Park with custom ID tags with Positive Alliance, Tuesday, August 4th. Versus the Detroit Tigers. And and then of course gave you the announcement earlier in the show. If you missed it, Meow's annual Fine Wines and Felines, this year Purdy in Pink Big Hair and Bigger Hearts. The in-person dinner and auction is sold out for Saturday, June 27th. I'm not aware of it selling out this early, but I mean, that's a good thing for Meow. The only good thing for us that didn't get tickets, there is the online auction that begins June 15th. So meowcatrescue.org will be where you find the online auction, June 15th to June 28th. And I think that's about it on the current events list for this week, other than to say, you know, coming up next Sunday will be our second Sunday of the month regular show. It's our energy balancing show and best bioenergetic synchronization technique, best practitioner, and energy codes gal Linda Rasmussen will be here. And we'll take your phone calls and she'll help you and your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, physical issues. And I hope you'll plan to call in for your free remote treatments next week. All righty then. I think we are caught up. Although I just, I have to, Nathan was going to tell you, you know, that Merritt and Beth were talking about the birdie baths and having birdie baths and you'll attract all the birds you want. I don't know if you remember last month I was saying, well, I put my bird bath out early and I didn't think anybody was using it. And I thought I would know because I now have an outdoor Ring camera, which right in front of the bird bath. So I figured it would record everything. But I'm not getting anything, so I'm thinking nobody's using the bird bath. And then, Nathan, I don't know, last week or something, I'm standing at my French doors watching out, or I walk up to the French doors, and lo and behold, there are robins in the birdie bath. But the camera's not going off. And so what I learned is that the birds don't move right to set off.
Or they're small enough.
Well, no, they're large enough, but the way they come in, the Ring camera, there has a delay before it starts recording.
Oh.
You know, so it has to sense the movement for I don't know how many seconds, and then it starts. Well, what the birds do, they fly to the bird bath and land on it. And then they hold real still. And I think they're making sure nobody's going to dive bomb them or fight them, and, you know, before they get into the bird bath. But what is kind of be that in the vast majority of time, the camera doesn't kick in time, and then they're still, and then they get in and play in the birdie bath and are out of it before it. Anyway, so I've been getting robins in my birdie bath for a long time and I didn't know it. So now it's when I'm there at the window and see it. And every once in a while it gets caught on film if there's enough of them playing in the birdie bath long enough to keep the motion going. So I get other, all the other motion out there and cats, squirrels, you know, deer. But the birdie bath, it just isn't consistent motion long enough to keep it going. So that's kind of an interesting observation.
Well, I need to report on some birds too. Once you're all finished with that one,
I am done. So what do you got in the
bird department? Well, I remember a couple weeks ago, I talked about the pigeons that we were talking about and you think you knew what they were. Well, I saw them flying into the bird feeders in our courtyard area, and I was like, oh, there they are. Got to get up and take a photo. Well, I had my phone out ready to take a picture. My screen door was still a little bit closed, so I was like, oh, it's kind of getting in the way of the quality of the image, so I wanted to open up the screen door. Well, when I was opening up the screen door, it made a little click sound,
and
that was enough
to
set those birds off, and they all scattered and went into the trees that were a little bit further away and never came back. So
well,
I wasn't able to get your photos.
Didn't we determine though that they're bandtail pigeons?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it did look similar, but I did want to give you an official photo of them too, if I was able to get that snapped in time.
Okay. How many hours?
Well, we are now down to 27, I believe. 27.
So that means
26.
Tomorrow, 24 hours. So what, midday are your plane is taking off tomorrow?
I'll be taking off around 1 o'clock.
Around 1 o'clock. Okay. And so, just so we know, I mean, your ultimate destination is the Philippines.
Yes.
Do they have direct flights there? Do you go someplace else? Or what's your flight day going to look like?
No. They do not. Well, they do, but the routes I'm taking are not on that direct flight. So, Philippine Airlines does have a nonstop from Seattle to Manila and back. But the logistics of everything, it worked out better, and pricing too, to take this route through Korea, which is what I'm now going to be on. I don't know if I mentioned on the air in the past, but originally my flight plan was actually to take Cathay Pacific, and I would go to Vancouver, then Hong Kong, then Manila, and on the way back, the same route. Well, at the time, that was the best option of the flight choices, especially with everything going up in price with the gas. Is like, well, better get it now while it's there. And in the meantime, I've been following along that route with Capital One Travel and their flight tracker service. And so I had my dates and, you know, destinations put into that. And it was pinging me alerts every now and then, but anything that would be better would be like Qatar Airways, and it'd be like a 30-hour travel time. So I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. And, well, just last week, actually, I got a ping from Capital One Travel that said that there is a flight now available on Alaska Airlines going through Korea that'll be cheaper and shorter total travel of time and less stopovers. And so it was like, even with the cancellation fee, because, you know, sometimes after you've had the ticket for a certain amount of time, airlines will charge you a cancellation fee depending on what kind of fare you got. Well, with the one I had, it had a cancellation fee. But still, with the cancellation fee, I was still going to be, you know, just a little bit cheaper in total to take Alaska Airlines. So I did that. And now I will be taking Alaska Airlines from Seattle to Korea, and then from there I'll be hopping on a Korean Air flight to Manila.
So I assume that's South Korea you would be going
to. South Korea, Incheon, Seoul.
Any holdover time, or it's just you land there and you take off again?
It'll be 2.5 hours layovers both directions, which is perfect. And in fact, when I was on that Cathay Pacific stopping over in Hong Kong, the layover for that one, I mean, they wouldn't have sold the ticket if they didn't think it was possible, but the layover in Hong Kong was only 1 hour. So with the transferring times and what if the plane is late, it's like, oh, that's kind of sketchy. But now I got a much comfortable layover time.
All right. So you're out of here tomorrow. And then I know you'll be gone through next Sunday. David will be in for you because you'll still be in the Philippines.
Yep. Well, I will be in the Philippines. Yeah.
And then how long are you gone? When will you be back?
I'll be taking off tomorrow at 1 p.m. And then I will be back on the 24th, maybe around 2 p.m., I believe, or so.
Okay, so you're actually going to miss 2 Sundays.
Yeah, but we'll get into details about it's not exactly 2 Sundays, though.
Right, but so you're gone for a little, just a smidge over 2 weeks?
Just about, yeah. I mean, once I subtract the travel time, I'll be spending about 2 weeks in the Philippines.
But, all right. Yeah. All right. Now, do you know what you're going to be doing while you're there? Are you planning to travel around or stay in one place, or what are you gonna be doing? Do you know?
Well, I'll be down on Thea's Island for most of the trip, which is Negros Occidental and Negros Oriental, and they kind of split. Their island is big enough where it sort of becomes two like provinces, and one of the plans is, of course, to celebrate her dad's retirement, and then also we will go down to Don Salvador, which is up in the hills on her island, and we're going to go see falls and a lot of nature type things. And then later go down to the southern end of her island, which is now Negros Oriental. And their major city, Dumaguete, known as the City of Gentle People. And
wow.
We're going to stay there and go to this place that's called Forest Camp. And it's where a stream is running down the mountains headed towards the lowlands. But on its way down, the stream will kind of form little ponds and other things that you can relax in. And also there's like wood rope bridges and stuff like that going around. Very nature, Amazon-y, foresty type experience. And so we'll stay there and also go to the beach and do the boardwalk in Dumaguete as well. And then also towards the end of the trip, go back up to Manila and see the Mall of Asia is a plan while we're up there and still figuring out maybe another thing or two that we might want to do in Manila, but definitely want to go see the Mall of Asia again, which is the biggest mall in the world.
Wow. No, so have you went there before on a previous trip?
I did. The first time I was out there, we went there, but in the evening, so only had like an hour or two to kind of see things and stroll around the mall and their boardwalk, because it is on the waterfront. And for that kind of mall, that is not nearly enough time, because to give you a size roughness or something like that to sort of envision it, it's probably about the size of three professional football stadiums put together.
Wow.
It is massive.
That's really huge.
They have 600 shops, cover 40 acres.
Wow.
At least.
Holy moly.
So, it'll be large.
I think that kind of like, you know, shopping malls and that kind of stuff in this country, you know, are not as popular anymore because of all the, you know, Amazon on all the online buying and all of that and not going to malls. But that doesn't seem to be the case in the Philippines. A big mall like this is still very attractive to many people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every city is going to have its own mall.
Wow.
And it's become a central place for like people to gather and, of course, cool off as well because it is quite hot, but they'll have air conditioning and people can go there. And then, of course, the food courts and eat and other things as well.
Well, we will all be thinking really good thoughts for you and wishing you a wonderful, wonderful trip and look forward to hearing back from you when you come back. I'm changing up the schedule and I'll be here next week. But then the last two Sundays of the month I'm taking off and we're going to run encores. I'll tell you about that more next week. Anyway,
and
let's go ahead
quick,
and take...
One more fun fact about the malls there.
Yeah.
For the most part, every single mall has its own church or chapel.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How cool is that? Okay. Well, take lots of pictures, and I can't wait to ride along in your suitcase, so to speak. I always enjoy everything that you send. Anyway, we're going to take care of advertisers well, and then we should have Kevin Hart on board, and we'll finish off the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and everything coming up there for the rest of the show. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan. Join us on Talk Cosmos about Chiron, the wounded healer, soon entering Taurus. With Chiron in Aries these past 8 years, we initiated and claimed our true identity. Now, as Chiron enters Taurus for its next cycle, we alchemize the pain of scarcity into the power of abundance, firmly establishing our self-worth, reliance, and value. Join the journey with Talk Cosmos Sunday, June 7, 1 p.m. here on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are just about midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. Right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, you know, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, you know, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we always hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Well, that's who we're going to be talking to. And what's going on at the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall and Bothell and other venues and so forth. Check out AnandaWashington.org. AnandaWashington.org. Anyway, we are, I believe, ready to go. I am delighted to say one of my favorite people who I actually got to see in person recently. Anyway, Kevin Hart is back. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, Martha, it's good to be on the show.
Hey, it's so good to hear your voice again. And usually I have to say it's just really good to hear your voice, Kevin. And I see you online all the time. But, Ananda, we had a big, huge event the last weekend of May, which was our Ananda's worldwide spiritual directors, Jyotish and Devi, were in town for the weekend. And
yeah, that was
I was on the committee for that. So I actually was at the temple. So I got to see you in person. That was really neat. It was a great event, wasn't it?
Yes, it was so nice to see you and be part of that event. It was very vibrant, and we were, you know, that whole weekend was just packed full of great stuff, and it culminated with a wonderful thing on Sunday, and yeah, it was just great.
Yeah, and anyway, I had such a great time being at the temple in the yoga hall and seeing everybody in person. And because it was such a big event with, you know, the worldwide directors there, all kinds of people were there and so many people, you know, because things have kind of changed with Ananda, I think, since the pandemic, you know, when that happened and we all had to shut down. And nobody could go anywhere. Well, it ended up kind of being a blessing in disguise. And Ananda came up with all the ways to do things online and stream things and Zoom things, and that people, they could have gatherings and classes and stuff, but it could all be done online rather than in person. And so a lot of us got used to doing that sort of thing and haven't gotten back to necessarily coming in person all the time. But I'll tell you what, I was thrilled all day Saturday when I was there, because I was getting the greatest hugs from all these people that I haven't seen for months and months and months and months and months, except online. And there are some that are in a group that I attend regularly for Ananda online that I had never met in person. But, anyway, wow. So much fun. It was really fun. So, anyway, it was really good to see you then. So, now I want to know. So, this was the big event. Jyotish and Devi were here, and we had a big celebration. And now, you know, we're heading towards, you know, the summer solstice will be coming up the end of this month. And so, what happens during the summer? Does Ananda just go away and nothing happens, or does stuff continue to happen through the summer months?
Oh, yeah. Yes, very much. And in fact, it's funny that you talked about, you know, the coming together of a whole bunch of people that don't usually come together. Mm-hmm. There's a giant event marking the 100th anniversary of Swami Kriyananda's birth. And he's the founder of Ananda, Swami Kriyananda is. And This is called the Centennial. And it's an event that takes place live in person in Nevada City, California at the... Well, it's not actually in Nevada City, but it's near Nevada City in the at Ananda Village, which is, I guess you could call it the main center for Ananda. But the thing about the Centennial is it's also streamed, and you can stream it. I believe it's free. So you can go online.
I think now that you're mentioning it, I had forgotten that. But I do remember getting an email, and I think you're right. I think I remember that the stream would be free. That's not always the case. Sometimes, you know, when we Zoom or stream things, you know, you pay a fee for them, but I think it's free. Anyway, this is the big centennial, which will be down in California at Ananda Village. And just for anyone, if you're not up with that, Kevin, Ananda Village, that's the original Ananda where Swami Kriyananda started this whole Ananda thing, correct?
Yes, in tents and campers with no electricity is how Ananda Village originally started.
Well, yeah, and then when they got established and started building some things and all of that, unfortunately then, you know, those forest fires that happened down in California, there was one of those fires and it wiped it all out, everything.
Yes. Yep. And then it got rebuilt, of course, stronger, like after every good disaster, we always come back stronger. And that's kind of like what you're talking about with, you know, after COVID, then we learned how to adapt and adjust. And now we've got people in classes. We have many, many classes always going on at Ananda. And there's people, just yesterday I was in a class and there was people from India in that class online. And there was people from the local community live and in person, and from all over the world, people can now join. And so it kind of expands the reach and allows people in other countries even to be able to join into these classes.
But that's amazing how that's working.
Yeah, it might not have happened if COVID hadn't have forced us to do several of those things.
Well, I don't imagine that it would have, Kevin. You know, we were pretty happy little campers doing what we were doing, you know, up until the whole pandemic happened. But, you know, I don't know that it ever occurred to us, you know, to put things online and invite the whole world. But that's what ended up happening. And the reach is so much farther. And like you said, it's pretty amazing now that some of the class, and these might be meditation classes. They could be yoga, hatha yoga, physical body posture, you know, classes and so forth, might be other special events or features or something. But now, you know, the class space has just really expanded. And like you said, you just did a class and had people from all over the world joining. Pretty cool. Go ahead.
I wanted to finish about the centennial because... What you were saying about people coming together that don't normally get to come together. We had a gathering here and we talked about this. And one of the things that the leader said, who are some of the founding members of Ananda, this centennial celebration is one that will bring together many, many of the original founding members who, you know, are getting older and sort of coming out of leadership positions in a sense and inviting the new people in. All of these original people will be there presenting and giving talks and all kinds of stuff. So it's a very special time to honor where Ananda comes from and where it's going. And so you can log on online and check out so many. So for a whole week, there's just offerings all throughout the day, every day. And whatever of those are going to be online, you can see the calendar and decide which you'd like to watch. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime event that even if you watch online, you're still a part of that vibration that adds to the energy of this once-in-a-lifetime event.
Right. And there is still a possibility if people want to actually go to Ananda Village, people could attend this event if they wanted to, couldn't they?
Yes, and since it's in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada mountains, it's a very beautiful place. And what they've done is they've opened up a huge place for camping. So you could
Oh,
literally
wow.
even drive there or fly there and just bring a tent. And the weather's such that you could just easily stay in your tent very comfortably. And this event, one thing that's different about it if you go in person is that this time it's catered because there's going to be, I think, close to 1,000 people at the event is like the projected number of people. So,
Wow.
they're catering the event, and so there's probably going to be some very good food there and just wonderful energy all around. So if you want to go there, yeah, you can still do that.
I would imagine there's probably a good sized group from us local Anandians up here that will be going physically to the
Oh,
event at
yeah.
Ananda Village. Is that true?
Yes. And I should say, too, that even though there's camping spots available, a lot of people are doing that. But I think that there is still, I can't be sure, but I think there's still available places that you can like rent a room and stay near or at the very close to the event.
So are you actually going to go down to Ananda Village, or are you going to stream it from up here?
Yes, we are fortunate to be able to drive our RV down. So we're taking our house with us.
You and Jen.
And yep, me and Jen, and
And
we can't bring the
are the
boys.
dachshunds going?
No, it's too hot for those guys.
Well, that's what I
You
wondered. I don't know what the temp because
gotta.
you're sort of in the mountains down there, but and actually, did you say what the dates are of this centennial? What are the dates of the centennial?
The 21st to the 28th, so it's right at the solstice.
So June 21st through June 28th.
Yeah.
So what's the weather like down there at that time of year?
It's really nice. So the event is called Spiritual Renewal Week, and I think that it's still Spiritual Renewal Week, even though it's a very special centennial celebration. And we went last year, same exact time frame, it was in June, and the
Okay.
weather was 80s, 90s, not like super, super hot, but for us Washington people, 70 is getting pretty warm.
Well, yeah, that's me. I'm good there, So 80s, 90s, that cooks me. But that does make it clear, Kevin, it would not be safe if you're driving your camper down and gonna be doing that. You couldn't be sure that your little dachshund friends would be comfortable and cool and all of that. So, you're gonna have somebody take care of them up here, and then you guys are gonna head on down for the big centennial, huh?
Yep. Yeah,
All right.
and one thing that's available, I'm pretty sure for folks, there's an opportunity that you can serve at the event. So if you're interested in helping out, I think they're actually, encouraging people to want to get involved in helping out because there's just going to be so many people and there's the stuff to do. And it's
Yeah, a
just
lot of
great.
stuff
These
to do
events
for
are
sure.
like a combination of a lot of fun, some serious deep diving into our own lives, some wonderful presentations, and just a lot of reverence and honoring of everything that Ananda is, and also just helping people to get more connected to their own spiritual nature is sort of the essence of Ananda.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Kevin, I'm looking at the clock and we need to take care of advertisers one time in this half hour. So we'll do that now so we stay on schedule. But then when we continue, let's make sure that we help everybody understand the dates that the Centennial and Spiritual Renewal Week is happening, and then how they can find that information online and find out, and how can they, take advantage of watching the stream and all of that, and what might we be able to expect to get out of all of this. So, and then, whatever else. Because the nice thing to know is that Ananda doesn't close the doors and say, we're gone for summer. Meditation, yoga, all that good stuff continues. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. We'll take care of our advertisers more with Kevin Hart from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we'll find out more about the Centennial and Spiritual Renewal Week. And I think you can attend online for free. And that doesn't always happen. So we'll make sure about that. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ferret, the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can learn all about them at NuProSupplements.com. You can purchase there. A lot of the dog stuff you can find in your local pet store, but you can also purchase on Amazon, and the price is the same. Just remember NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Remember our sound healer, Jude Ponton, at Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. She's got room for new patients and would love to work with you with the sound healing, the acutonics, and acupuncture points with the acutonic forks and the magical chiropractic that she does. She can work with you remotely, but if you can do in person, it is a phenomenal experience and gift. Check Jude out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call. She'll call you back at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you know anybody's got problems with their dog friends, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone, and I usually only have to see them once to get their problems under control, even if they've spent thousands of dollars on training already. I've had two just recently. Thousands of dollars spent, not solved problems with dogs, but session with me, we got it covered. So Hand out my phone number, 360-217-7258. Just tell them it's a landline, no text. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are back to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Kevin Hart is with me. Good morning again, Kevin.
Good morning.
All right. We've been talking about the big centennial. I during the break, I pulled up AnandaWashington.org. And sure enough, everything we need to know is on the homepage. And there's a whole section on Swami Kriyananda's centennial celebration. And you were right. Online participation is free. Now, you do have to register, but it's free. And I don't know about you, Kevin, but I've belonged to Ananda for a number of years, but for a long time, you could go in person like you're going to do. But if you were going to join online, you had to pay to do that.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, you used to have to, but woohoo, it's free. Okay. And gosh, what incredible classes and talks and stuff that they do. Now, on the Ananda website here, it just says online participation is free, registration required. In-person participation, including day quests, requires registration. You were supposed to register before now. I don't know. It said by March 15th. I don't know. I would imagine maybe they still have some late registrations open, would you think?
Yeah, because I think the main reason for that was because the projected number of people was so great that there's so much planning that goes into it. But then I think that they have opened up more spaces for camping, which is why I mentioned that. But if you just, you know, if you're interested, I think if you just call them, that's going to be the best way to go.
Yeah, you could do that. But then there's a link to for more information. Let's see, carry forward global celebration, 100th birthday. Key details, when, and we, you know, June 21st through 28th, Ananda Village, worldwide set of, and then explore in-person options, join for free online, and then there's lots more details, and there's a whole thing on attend in person, Ananda Village, and then join in free online, so there's a ton of information. I think everything you need, folks, is on the Ananda website, AnandaWashington.org. And then you just have to click on that event, and you will be good. Now, anything else that... and then, of course, if you want to join online, you just need to register, and then you can join into any of the stuff that you want. I imagine there'll be stuff every day the 22nd through the 28th. Probably every day there'll be stuff that you can tune in online to, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Okay. So anything else we need to cover about Spiritual Renewal Week and the centennial celebration?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. Just to recap, it's a huge event. There's always a way to participate if you'd like to. And all the information's there, like you talked about. So yeah, I'd love to see anybody that wants to come and, you know, meet you online, meet you there, whatever.
All right. Okay. Now I'm looking at, other classes and other special stuff coming up.
I can talk about that.
Okay. What would you like to talk about next?
So we have a couple of really awesome things coming up. In fact, several. If you go to the website, you'll see there's just all kinds of stuff always going on. But some of the main things that are happening in September, two things happen. Yoga teacher training. And Raja Yoga, the art and science of Raja Yoga. So the art and science of Raja Yoga is like the sort of core main class that Ananda offers.
Right. That's what when I started with Ananda and I wanted Krista and I came to Ananda because we wanted Kriya Yoga. But that's how we started with the art and science of Raja Yoga. That was the first class we started with. So... that's coming up, yeah. The big class of the year. And let's see, what have we got? It begins in September 10th, but Looks like there's a wonderful open house, Raja Open House.
Yes.
On August 23rd. That's a Sunday, yes. I believe, 12:30 to 1:30.
Yep.
It's a good thing they scheduled at 1:30, Kevin, or 12:30, because that August 23rd, I can already tell you, I'm over the moon because Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, is going to guest on Animal World for the first time, August 23rd.
Nice.
Yeah, oh, I'm like a starstruck teenage fangirl right now. I am so over the moon about scoring this interview, and he's going to be a part of the show, I think, forever. Anyway, excited about that, but you can still hear Dr. Jeff here and go to the Raja Open House from 12:30 to 1:30, and that's at the Blue Lotus Temple, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And then you mentioned yoga teacher training, and I don't have the dates of when the classes. But there's going to be an open house for yoga teacher training July 25th from 12 to 1. So,
and
that's
it's good to note that you can attend both those open houses on Zoom.
Oh, online. Cool. Cool. You can do it online or come in person. But so if you, you know, have interest in you know, the art and science of Raja Yoga, the big class and the way to get started with all this yoga stuff, you can take it in person or online, do both. You know, when I took it, I've taken it more than once, but when I've taken it in the past, we weren't doing all this streaming or Zooming stuff. So you had to be there in person. But now something happens and you can't get there on time. Well, you can do it online. It's really great. Is the yoga teacher training the same way, Kevin, or is that a class that you would, the yoga teacher training that you'd have to attend in person?
Yeah, it's not offered as a purely hybrid course. However, if it's such that you need, like if you're going to miss a couple of weekends, but you want to take the course, then there's a way that we can accommodate that through video so that you can catch up the hours that you'd miss in person.
All right. And then I would assume, let's see, isn't that interesting? This is a featured event. Do you know about the Yoga of Money?
Yes. In fact, that's something that is going to happen after service next Sunday, and it usually is a attend in person only, but we are going to put that online also. So there's a way that you could attend that online or in person.
Oh.
And if you're interested in Ananda, that would be a great day to come to service and check out a service, and then there's always a nice lunch afterwards on a donation basis. And then right after lunch is going to start the yoga of money. And it's just going to be a conversation about, yoga and money.
Right. And it will help you with your flow of said money and all of that good stuff when you understand the yogic principles and so forth. And totally. Then I say it's just important to mention before we wrap up that all the kind of regular meditation classes and yoga classes will continue to go on regularly throughout the summer months, correct?
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about it that, I can't have my spiritual discipline during the summer because Ananda doesn't go anywhere.
No.
No, go ahead.
There's actually another course that's being offered, and I wish I could tell you the dates. You could probably find it since you have the website up, but it's called The Art and Science of Spiritual Counseling.
The open house, unfortunately, was yesterday. That's why I didn't mention it, but the class hasn't happened yet.
It's actually happening at noon today. So
that's right, June 7th. Okay, it is... It is June 7th today, isn't it? So the open house for the art and science.
The art and science of spiritual counseling. Yes. And
yes,
that's a different course. That course teaches you how to really work with people in a deeper sense than counseling them outright, like in traditional counseling. It's more of a way of reflecting back to somebody that you might be working with, what they need to hear for themselves, not really what you're suggesting something to do. It's kind of a deep course, and it's, I wish I could explain it better, but it's something that is, all of us yoga teachers, I think all of, most of us have taken this course, and it is very deep, and you learn a lot of wonderful things in that course. And you can check it out on the website and get the dates and the, you know, the, how many Saturdays it is and all that.
Wonderful. And anything else you can find on the website, it's AnandaWashington.org, AnandaWashington.org. And boy, it's really well put together, and it's real easy to find anything from that homepage. So do check it out. And Kevin, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here and for filling us in on all this stuff. And gosh, you and Jen have a fabulous trip down to Ananda Village, and perhaps we'll be able to have you on and get a report about the big centennial sometime in the next few months.
Of course.
All righty. God bless. Thanks for being with us, and you guys have a wonderful trip.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, all righty then. Nathan, I guess we are...
Only got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, we have covered all the bases. We're good. Now all we got to do is wish you well and send you off on your long flight. Tomorrow afternoon, you're headed out. You're going to Korea and then off to the Philippines and there for a couple of weeks. Canoodling in person.
Yes, it's going to be a wonderful time.
It will be a wonderful time. I mean, it's got to be more fun to canoodle in person than online.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing beats that connection.
And y'all know, everybody always wants to know, what does canoodling mean? Well, it kind of just means anything wonderful, happy, fun, and love, and good stuff, and all that sort of stuff.
A so fun way to say dating.
Yeah, it's just cool stuff, doing stuff together. And anyway, so I just hope you have a fabulous, fabulous time. And I know you will. Oh, and what's the weather supposed to be like down there this time of year?
Oh, a little bit tropical. Going to be kind of humid, rainy at some times, but not too bad. Kind of warm and muggy, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Do you do okay in the warm, muggy stuff?
I should be fine.
Okay.
I've survived the first two times.
I would be wilted and planted in air conditioning, I'm sure.
Thankfully, I'll have that at my disposal.
All right. Well, you have a fabulous, fabulous time. We'll look forward to report when we get back. And that means we got to wrap up here. Y'all have a great afternoon and week. Remember, Linda Rasmussen is in next week. And please be here and plan to call in for your free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And then remember, the next 2 weeks, I'm taking a couple weeks off. I need a break. And I'll tell you about that next week. Anyway, as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.